Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, now available in strawberry, blueberry and choc mint.
Welcome to Season 1, Episode 8 of Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult. What happened before?
I'm glad you're feeling better, and I hold his hand for a bit.
He does not want to hold your hand anymore. He seems a bit distant when he says,
I wish only to do this, then I want to return to Port Nyanzaro.
He mentions in passing a place called Mesro, which, Tiffany, just means nothing to you. All right.
Hey, Adam, if I'd have heard that, would have meant something to me?
Possibly. It would have meant something very possibly important to you. Chewinga is a tiny elemental spirit that lives in plants, rocks, and rivers far from civilization. Painfully shy, Chewingas prefer to move about unseen. Chewingas shun most other creatures, but they find the trappings of civilization fascinating.
The hammer.
They puzzle over creatures that wear armor, carry weapons, use tools, and cook food. In your sleep, Tiffany, you hear just the words of a rustling breeze. And the words interrupting whatever dream you were having. Be brave. I feel it just bears mentioning, just on the off chance, I suppose.
If I wanted someone to state the obvious, I would have stated the fucking obvious.
At Camp Righteous, you begin to fan out.
All right, Flask, you can go and roam through, find anything good, you get to keep it, unless it is especially important looking, in which case, shout
Flask
out to me
is
first.
Like already kind of climbing out of the canoe. What? Yes, of course.
Especially important, all right?
Yes,
if it
yes,
looks
of course,
especially
of course,
important.
Of course. Why would that not?
If it hums, if it glows, if you
if
pick it,
hums,
it up
it
and
glows,
a heavenly
yes.
choir sings,
if, it hums,
if
it
all
goes,
of a sudden
yes,
you're
yes,
compelled
yes,
to take your clothes off when you touch it, that kind of thing.
Taking my clothes off, that sounds like a plan.
So, how much do we know about Tabaxi?
Have we picked up
if Flask of Wine has a particular affiliation for anything in specific?
Well,
finishing people's sentences.
Your idea of Tabaxi and Tabaxi are not necessarily the same thing.
Yeah.
Cassandra, Cass, money dollar bills. You know enough about Tabaxi that you do know that they tend to get obsessed with things, but their obsessions do not last very long. They'll become obsessed with it, drop it, and forget about it as if it had never existed.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Like a cat.
Yes. Yes. Also, they're like sunbeams. That's not in the lore anywhere.
Do they
sleep
curled up?
They can.
Adam.
Yeah?
Why didn't you tell me this earlier?
Their bedrolls were circular.
Oh!
Imagine he's like, to go to bed, it needs the ground. Flask of wine looks like a burger.
Oh my gosh. Okay, the idea... You know, see, okay, have you seen those bags where... It's a circle, but the entire rim has a drawstring in it. So what you do is you put all your stuff inside, you pull the drawstring, it's like a little sack. But when you undo it, it's a perfect circle. So it's like, it's meant to be really, really good for carrying makeup or whatever. Like
yeah, yeah.
You need access to things like that. Give me a knapsack, and that's how I can sleep in. And it keeps all this stuff in it, and there's this bag to carry it.
So when he goes to bed, he just goes to bed surrounded by stuff.
Ah! I used to think that, like, in terms of thinking what character I would be in D&D, my character has always been, it's never been human. It's like if I'm making myself, I've always made myself a halfling. Maybe I'm a tabaxi.
Maybe you are.
So if I wake up after 10, the window above my bed is perfect for sunbeam. So if I get up late, I spend half an hour chasing a sunbeam across
you
my
are
bed.
A cat. Has anyone taken a laser pointer and just like moves it across the floor in your presence?
No, but I did have to get rid of multiple laser pointers that I just kept because I thought they were cool. I'm like, this doesn't serve you. Give it away.
It didn't bring you joy?
It didn't bring me joy. The truth is they were busted.
Oh, they did bring you joy
they
once.
They did bring me joy. It didn't work, so I'm going to call my local council and find out where I can go to an electronics deposit. If you need to get rid of your electronic items, check with your council to see if you can dispose of them thoughtfully.
Or toss them in the bin.
Please don't.
That's
toss
factual.
Them in the bin.
Please don't.
Toss them in
there are
the
so
bin.
Many good and
send your photos
in.
Of you tossing your electronic items in the bin to cast.
Put them in recycling.
Don't put them in recycling. go specifically to an electronics
store. Or in the green waste.
No!
Dig batteries in the background. Dump them in your backyard. Take a photo. Send it to Cass.
Phone chargers in the fruit patch. Batteries in the trees. Leaking acid. Good for the trees.
Wrap all your OLED screens in lettuce. Put them in your sandwiches. Eat them up.
You won't die.
It'll be fine, I think.
So.
Yes. A yes.
So, yes. Semper's gonna. Simple? Semper.
Semper, what?
What's his name? Simple?
Oh, Artemis. Cass is gone.
Cass, was it that good? Was it that. Was it really?
My mouth was full of tea. I nearly spat it out. Just the idea of having a power move of getting someone's name wrong is simple.
Oh.
Oi, simple. Get over here.
Do you know what? Adam, I don't want to know his name.
Artist Simber.
Yeah, cool.
Mr. Simple.
All right, Simple, you can hang here, keep an eye on the canoes, maybe start transferring our stuff into the lovely big robots.
I understand that this must be very funny for you, but that actually could become confusing in a fight.
What?
Not addressing me by my correct name.
All right.
Look, it's fine. Whatever.
Did you know who I was talking to?
I did. This time.
Okay, how about I'll do you a deal. I will always call you Simple.
All right, then. That's fine.
She's Horns. You're Simple. He's Dragonbait.
I'm mouthing the word sorry and shaking my head.
Look, it's fine. I'm sorry. I don't even know why I made an issue of it.
Can't wait for this guy to betray us.
And
gun after me. Harsh.
What if he just never does?
Oh, man. Pop's such a bad boy.
So, what's the plan? Where's everyone going?
I think we should check the tents.
I'll accompany you. We'll go to the tents. Sample. Well, oh, no. Oh, no. Symptom.
Simber. If it makes things easier, you can call me Simple.
I've already walked off.
He's not talking to you.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Just so we have a level of consistency, I suppose.
No, I'd rather call you by your real name.
Artist Simba.
Thank you, Simba. If you'd happily stay and watch and help move everything over, I mean, of course, you know, pick the best rowboat for yourself, but we'll go. Just let us know if anything happens.
You've already pulled the boats up. You're on the shore by this point.
Cool, yeah.
So where are you fanning out to?
I think we should head towards...
So the idea is Artist Simba and Dragonbait. Sorry, we'll stay with the boats?
Yeah, and they're going to repack all the boats and we're going to go to the camps first and then into the temple.
One of them will keep an eye out and one of them will pack the boats.
And where's Flask of Wine going? With you?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's... Flask of Wine is gone.
Flask of Wine got out of the boat, but he's waiting for you guys. He's not an idiot.
Oh,
this place is dangerous.
I think we head to the north where the animal pen was and those tents are.
Yeah, check out what kind of animal this is.
All the tents here are ruined one way or another. Most are slashed by claws or weapons.
Also, I'm just drawing my weapons, because I'm not an idiot, Adam.
Oh, yeah, we got our weps out.
All the canvas here is at a point of disintegration from mildew and jungle rot.
Ugh, yucky.
Yucky, gross.
Can we see what's in the pen?
Yeah.
You're going to show us. Axe beak. Oh, my God.
So an axe beak looks like someone has taken a photo of someone pretending to be a bird with their arm.
Yep.
And then given it a bird treatment. It
looks like a super aggressive dodo.
Yep. Which beak is the shape of an axe.
Yeah. Which one does it look like?
If 'twasn't obvious.
Probably the smallest one. Both of you can tell it's a baby. It's a baby.
So it's that
beak.
It's that little like toucan looking one?
We'll say this one up the end here. A little baby boy of this. Oh, do you mean this one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, sure, it looks like that, but it's a baby version of the
adult. My god, it looks like a fat cassowary.
It does.
Oh man.
Ooh, if anyone's overseas and haven't seen a cassowary before, please look them up. But on the Wikipedia so you know how dangerous they are. They're our birds that we have.
They're basically velociraptors but bigger.
Yeah, they can kill you with their head or their beak or their toes.
And they're aggressive.
Yeah.
And territorial
as
fuck.
Yeah, it's
but they
bad.
Look pretty.
It's like the kind of beautiful you're like, ooh, scary. But like, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
So you can quite obviously tell it's a baby, and it appears to be stuck in the cage. It's somehow gotten itself in, and it's too young to fly itself out.
Let's go and free it.
All right, if you right. must.
You let it out?
Yep.
It starts scuttling away into the jungle, unless you do anything.
I feel like this is a trick, Adam.
No.
We let it go?
I'm happy to let it scutter
you
off.
If you want.
Can you eat axe beaks?
If it looks like it got itself stuck, I just set it free. If it looks domesticated, maybe... Oh, no, it'll make noise. No, set it free. We don't want that. We don't want that.
You can see just a little bit northeast of you where you're at the animal pen. Oh, any other animals in this pen are long gone or dead. There appear to be two sets of latrines.
Toilet?
Yeah, toilets.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm like...
I saw us both make a face like, we know what this is.
Yeah, yeah.
But what kind of toilet? Standard?
Yeah, like an outhouse, like a dunny.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Thank you for
flushing
translating.
Flushing toilets.
Yeah, full flush, beautiful.
Yeah, like a dunny.
I reckon we go back look in the tents because there's not much to be found in a fucking latrine, right?
Of course, yes. No, let's look in the tents.
Nothing other than the obvious.
Do you mean shit, Flask?
Yes.
Yes. I like you, Flask.
Thank you. I like me too.
Good.
Well, if you want to go back through the tents that you just walked past, you search them, tear them apart. Not really tear them apart. You're not being vicious about it. You find nothing of interest. Doesn't seem like there's anything worth finding here. There's more tents to the south if you want.
We should head... Can we check... What those two big circle tents in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we check them as well on the way across?
Sure.
As we walk past, I want to yell at Dragonbait and Artis. Toilets and a bird up there.
Okie dokie. Oh. You poke through one, you poke through the other. Ooh, close. You find nothing.
How close are we to finding anything, Adam?
One off.
Oh, man. Where's the good boy cards? Maybe I have something in there. Ooh.
I think I'll save my good fortune, as it were, for inside the big crocodile.
Fair.
Yeah.
There's a dilapidated but standing building, well, partially standing building to the southeast of you when you're searching the... Oh, these two big ring tents, they're obviously command tents.
They look like nothing in either of them.
No, you poke through them, but you can see that they have been cleaned out. Someone came along and cleaned this place out.
Do you wonder if they're wearing fucking masks?
Potentially. So, like I said, just to the southeast of the command tents is a the south-southeast, as some people might say on a compass. There is a brick building. It's partially burnt out, though.
If someone's already raided this area, it might be best to just go straight for the temple.
I mean...
If someone's doing all the easy pickings, there's no way there's anything else in anything.
We've definitely seen those masked people before. I wouldn't feel right if I didn't check that property over there.
Well, I'll come with you then.
No, it's all right. Leave those guys checking. Are they still sorting the boats? Are they done?
They're done pretty much at this point.
All right, you're with us. Come on.
Both of us?
Yeah, come with us and one of you guys keep a look out the front of this farmhouse we're going to.
All right, then. They travel with you. Cool, cool.
I figured we should probably have numbers.
I think it's better if our lookouts are closer to where we are.
Yeah, that's probably fair. I've always been my own lookout. I don't need them.
You're always so good at first watch.
I'm very good at first watch.
All right.
That's my special skill.
You head over to the building here. As you get closer, you can tell that it used to be a shrine. A fire at some point caught the building and burned through it, destroying half of it. The shrine looks like it might just be a burnt out ruin. Do you want to search through it, though? You can like start picking it apart.
Yeah, let's have a look.
Overturn a couple stones.
Can I? Are you doing anything that I can understand with the time we've been together that you are actually a bit excited? Because I know you are so excited to find things that go back to the museum. I know you're so excited. It's like life's a big jigsaw puzzle where you find the pieces and put them back in the box.
That is exactly what Pop's whole life is.
Yeah.
He's seeing a jigsaw under his nose. I guess, yeah, I don't know. Do you perceive that I'm excited?
I feel like the way you're talking about it is changing a bit.
I get a bad boy card. You actually can't.
I like how you wanted to, like, role play that and Adam was just not going to let you.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I deserve that.
It would have been a bit of leeway if you hadn't rolled a one.
That's too bad.
Succeed on a skill check just so Cass can
you can if you're
excited. Or should I save it for something good?
Well, this is good. I want to get to know you more.
Adam, right, I'd like Cass to succeed on the skill check.
Well, I don't get this card then. Cass, yeah, you can tell.
Okay, I look at you and smile like you know when a mum sees that their kid is making friends and the mum's far away and the mum understands that this isn't part of their life anymore, but they get so proud because they did make you.
That is a complex smile.
You know that one though? It's like,
yeah, no, yeah.
You can tell they're trying not to smile, but they're so happy to be smiling. Their mouth doesn't open. It's like,
yes.
Let's go.
All right, then.
Picking through the shrine, you find a single thing still intact. A silver holy symbol of Torm still hangs by a leather thong from a peg on the shrine wall.
Who finds it?
Pop finds it.
All right. Do I...
You say it's on a leather chain?
No. On a leather thong.
Okay. Is the thong in good repair?
Yeah, it's fine. It looks largely untouched, to be honest.
Can I use my supreme knowledge of leather and leather working to give some facts? However useless they may be, I just want to be part of this.
In a manner that only a mum who would not allow her child to not be the child of a soccer mum could do. Yeah, sort that one. Fucking riddle me this, Batman.
Man, that is a long bow.
You point out a couple facts about the leather. You're like, they would have had to have tanned that leather pretty well survive the heat.
More excited about it, though?
Sure.
Is that the fact? Can I say that?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh.
What?
Well, that leather's in really good nick. I mean, that it would have had to be expertly tanned. I mean, it's been in the heat and everything. This is a good find.
Do you know something about leather, do you?
Yes. If you ever need anything, as I was saying before, because I was sort of, you know, a bit, like, my society didn't really have a lot of tieflings in it, so I sort of had to pull myself up on the bootstraps. My dad sent me to the best leatherworking school that you could go to.
You've told me that.
Yeah,
before.
I would have preferred to be with him, but it was nice that he sent me there, so I knew that I had to be the best that I could be, because otherwise no one would like me, and otherwise it wouldn't have been worth Dad's time and my time, really. And I mean, if I'm going to be away from him for that long, it's worth coming back with a skill. So if there's anything that you ever... Yes?
You do this thing where you tell me about the needlessly complex details of your sticky and unfortunate life, and I do not require them. But thank you for the tip about the leather.
Both of you get a good boy card. Fuck yeah. That was great.
That nearly hurt my feelings.
I feel so bad every time, Cass. You don't understand. You have such an expressive and lovely face, and I have to look in it and be mean to you, and I see you die. And it hurts.
It's good to know we're both sad. But then we got good boy card, which means Adam's happy. See?
Oh, yay!
It's finite.
On this side, you find further latrines as well, just past the shrine.
What is that? You said it was an amulet of Thom?
Torm.
Torm?
Torm.
What is Torm?
Known as the True and the Loyal Fury, Torm is the god whose portfolio consists of duty, loyalty, righteousness, and law. His symbol is a right-hand gauntlet held upright with the palm forward. A lawful good deity, he's often considered like a lawful good god of war, basically. He rides a gold dragon into battle.
Sick.
Jesus. Compensating for something much. He's got a big fist, but it's not even...
Doesn't have a dragon.
Yeah.
Gotta compensate with big dragon.
He has many orders dedicated to him, all of paladins and templars who strive
lawful
to...
Lawful good people.
Yeah.
My least favourite kind of people.
Looking at the amulet thing... Mm. Am I able to discern anything about its nature? Does it possess, is it just pretty, or does it possess any value to, say, an educational institution vis-a-vis a museum?
It's a silver, an older silver one. It is probably, it would predate an event known as, this particular holy symbol, would predate an event called the Spell Plague, which means that it's quite old. Spell Plague being a very cataclysmic event that racked the world several like 100 years ago.
It sounds bad.
It sounds terrible.
It sounds like it spells the end.
Oh, what is this spell playing that he's plaguing us?
Oh.
Can I discern if it does anything or is it just pretty? Is it purely aesthetic, Adam?
It's purely aesthetic.
Great, great, great.
It'd be like a small minor item that you'd keep in a glass cage in a museum.
Ooh.
But not a particularly find.
You'd keep it with other things.
Yeah, but it's not like...
No, it's not in itself.
Wouldn't make your name if you brought it back to your museum.
It wouldn't. No.
Just say you had contacts in the museum, a museum.
Well, let's literally just say your job was to go to tombs and find things for museums. And you brought this thing back. Would they make you employee of the month instead of that fuckhead Stephen?
Is not going to get you the one up on Stephen, unfortunately.
Pick it up and you're just like, that's nothing to base an exhibition around.
I can't come home with this.
Might be something like that in the shrine over there.
Adam, yeah. I would like to separate the amulet from the leather thong.
Yeah.
Give Tiffany the leather thong and throw Flask of Wine the silver.
Flask of Wine catches it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm very confused because you've just shat on my leather working skills and yet you've acknowledged and honoured them.
I'm a complex individual.
I've taken this as you must love me and one day I'll get through.
If he loves you now, then you don't need to get through.
Oh, I do.
I saw your eye twitch. Sorry, go on.
You just broke Cass's brain.
No, that's how you know someone loves you. They show that they have the potential to, and then you have to earn it.
Oh, boy.
But that's not what you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I see how that's confusing.
All right, so do you want to go into this temple?
I'm sorry. Yes, I think it's a good idea. We might find some other things.
Simple.
I see. Sorry, Adam got confused.
That's okay, Adam.
Yes?
Since you do not want to participate in the discovery of the temple.
Grave robbing.
I don't think we're robbing any graves. I haven't taken anything yet.
All right, then.
Do you understand that a significant discovery should be shared with the entire world?
Agreed.
So if we made a significant discovery inside this tomb, you could get behind that idea, couldn't you?
I feel like it would be based on the context pretty heavily, but I could.
I'm all about context.
I have no idea where I'm going with this.
That's the best. Those are the best lines.
So, while you're not 100% okay with grave robbing, I am not a grave robber. I'm an archaeologist.
I'm sure that's correct.
My entire life is dedicated to the preservation of sanctified artifacts and providing information about them to the wider world.
Understood.
So I wouldn't be doing anything inside a tomb that would completely disrupt or dishonor the memory of the crocodile.
Are you trying
god.
To convince me or yourself?
Oh, I don't need any more convincing.
Well, I'm not going to stop you.
Basically, I want to know, are you going to come and give us a hand in this shrine, or are you going to stand out front like a lookout?
If you call out that you need assistance, I will endeavor to come to your aid.
But you won't go in with us?
I'll go in with you if you want, but I just want my protests known now.
Oh, this is really hard because Pop can't ask for help.
Well, perhaps it would be good if you were to stay lookout and to let us know if you needed help, and then we could let us know if we needed help. You know, it might help us, you know, get a bit more prepared just in case anyone comes after us.
Would you like... would you like me to wait out here with Dragon Bait, or do you want to take Dragon Bait with you?
What's the Dragon Bait want to do?
You all look at Dragon Bait. Dragon Bait just stands there. You see that he actually hasn't been paying attention to this conversation. You follow his eyeline, and he was looking at two birds in a tree.
Ah, damn it, I thought he was going to look at a mask, so I was going to get real scared.
Nah.
Does he want to come?
He shakes his head and looks back at you. You all smell... Was it lemon that was confusion?
No, brimstone is confusion.
He smells. You smell brimstone. Artist explains the situation for him again. And Dragon Bait points at Artist.
Right, you'll stay here with him.
Dragon Bait nods.
All right, Flask, what do you want to do? I don't even need to ask.
There might be Flask nice of Wine is also not listening, but you see that he's staring at the entrance to the shrine.
Perhaps there would be gold or something like that in there. Perhaps even cream.
What kind of... Oh, my God. All right, here's the deal. We need a code word so that should we need your assistance, you'll be able to give it to us.
All right, then. Anything in particular? Perhaps blueberry.
All right.
Yeah, that works.
Blueberry. All right, if I hear
I don't
help,
understand why we couldn't just ask.
Yeah, well...
Because it's not what you do on archaeological expeditions. You have code words and secrets and
okay,
no friends.
Sorry.
As the only one who has ever been on an archaeological dig... Your authority carries much weight here, and everyone just kind of believes you.
that's all of Pop's archaeological digs. They're usually by himself.
Ah.
All right. Well, we head into the tomb.
As you approach Pop, you recall but don't say the story behind this shrine. In the early days of the world, man stood by the banks of a river, frightened. Crocodile raised his head from the water and asked, "What troubles you, cousin man?" Man said, "I must cross the river, but I fear to enter the water alone, because it teems with your brethren."
Adam, is this the story I think it is?
Crocodile replied, "It's true. You would not be safe, but I will carry you across the river safely on my back, if you promise to return the favor."
It's the frog and the scorpion.
Man agreed, it's better. And Crocodile bore him safely across the water. When they reached the far bank, man asked, "How may I repay you?" Crocodile replied, "I wish to see the realm of humans, but I fear to go there alone, because it teems with your brethren. You must carry me on your back across your realm." Man had been tricked, but a promise is a promise. So he carried Crocodile safely on his back across the entire realm of humans, a journey that lasted many years. He also swore in his anger that never again would men and crocodiles be friends, and so it has remained to this day. And that is the tale behind the shrine.
Oh.
I will relay that story because I made a promise.
Oh. Have I ever heard it before? Or is that...
No. He knows it. Pop knows it because he's a Choltian.
Oh.
I'm an archaeologist, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, just for Cass, dollar bills, and Handsome Tom, hidden within that little story are tips to get you through the shrine. So...
Yeah.
Were they very hidden?
So
no, we're
gonna
we needed to climb on a crocodile to get... Anyway.
The ceiling of the entrance is 23 feet high, which is quite tall. That's several people on top of each other's shoulders. And draped with cobwebs. The stone-tiled floor is covered with a thick layer of mud, creepers, and blown-in leaves. Who wants to go first?
I think you do.
Do you know what? I do.
Yeah. You look excited. I know this now.
This is the thing that I do.
I get a bad boy card.
Fuck. It's not the thing that I do, Cass.
It's the thing you did. Goodbye.
Hey, Adam, why?
Don't ask.
Okay.
I didn't. He has just failed a roll. A skill check, if you will.
Damn it. If so we think everything's succeed sick. On a skill. You know what's
advantage
frustrating?
Advantage on a skill check.
Okay. Do you use that for yourself?
Yes. No.
Who do you use it for?
Wait, we all failed?
Yeah.
Pop goes first. I use it for Pop.
Pop still fails.
Oh, no.
Adam, I'd like to re-roll a skill or attack roll for myself.
You still fail. Oh. You actually rolled the same, which is upsetting, I suppose, for you. I don't give a shit. It's fine for me.
Do you know what? We now only have fortuitous circumstance cards.
You do. You have all three of them.
Yep.
That's funny. All right.
We keep going in because we haven't noticed anything.
Yep. Weapon at the ready.
Absolutely. All right. So who's first? Sorry.
I'm leading the way.
Odds or evens?
Odds.
And then?
Evens.
Tiffany, as you step into the initial hallway, you feel something give underneath you that isn't just creeper and mud. You hear a click, a whir, and then the entire first room opens up and you are deposited 20 feet below.
Just Tiffany?
This room is about, it's 10 feet by 10 feet. So how far apart are each of you?
We're probably not 10 feet, are we?
Nah, we'd only be a couple of feet between
each
other.
Both of you are going to take a tumble, potentially.
Bless you.
And Flask as well.
Oh, Flask. I imagine we'd scream as we fall. And that is not reason enough because we've established a safe word for anyone to come help us.
Well, you're actually visible. Like, you could just turn around and see them.
Oh. Oh, my God. We haven't even made it that far.
Yeah. All right. So, you two both leap backwards and forwards, respectively. No, that's not how that works.
I would go forwards. Cass would go backwards.
Flask of wine, however, takes a tumble. A d6 for every 10 feet. 2d6 damage.
He's already really hurt.
Oh,
3
no.
points of damage.
Oh, that's all right.
And now a word from our sponsors. Hey, D&D is for nerds is great, but if you wish we had a little more time to go on our weird tangents between roles, then good news. Our podcast Shut Up A Second is literally all weird tangents. Go to sanspantsradio.com, search Shut Up A Second, and let us lead you from the world of linear thought into a deep pit of chaos. We'll see you there.
Oi, Flas, you all right?
I am fine, but I think I have bruised my ankle.
That's all right, it's not broken. What can you see?
It is a pit trap. There is a lot of muck and mud. Flask of wine with a climb speed, because he is a tabaxi, just climbs out.
Oh, right.
It's not an issue. All Hello. Right.
Is he on my side of the pit?
He can be on either side. Do you want him to be on a specific side? You can just call out for him to come up to you.
Oh, because I'm... So basically, we've walked in. Am I? Is there basically a gap between a pit now between me and the door? Because I jumped forward. You're at the door with Artis. Dragon bait.
Yeah. Is there any skirting board or something I can try and skirt across or?
Nope. You got to make the jump or climb up, down, and then up.
Adam.
Yeah.
Rope trick.
Yeah.
Dangles a rope into a portal.
You can do that.
Can we use it to swing?
You can.
I would like to cast rope trick so people can Tarzan across the gap.
I'll give it a crack.
Do you know what I like to imagine is I've been such an arsehole to Artis.
Get a good boy card. You got a
20. Oh, yeah.
You just leap across. Easy. No hassle. You actually don't even need the rope. You do a running jump. You're like, actually, I don't need the rope. You bump the rope on your way across, but then you land on the other side safely.
If I'd have known you could do that, I wouldn't have used the rope.
Oh.
It's a level 2 spell. I didn't get 2 of them a day.
I'm sorry. Oh. I'm really sorry.
That rope lasts for an hour. That little portal. Anyway.
All right. Everyone all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. We're gonna continue.
Yes.
Simple, we're fine, we're gonna continue.
Simple calls back to you. That's good to hear. Let me know if you encounter any issues.
Simba?
Issues. Yes?
If you have a chance, are you able to find a bit of wood or one of the old canoes to put it across so we just have something to walk across on the way out in case we need to flee?
All right, then. I'll look into it.
Thank you. We don't want to be running across and then relying on how well we can jump to escape something.
Rope trick. Do I just get the rope back using the same magic? Does it just, like, come back to me? Is that...
It doesn't move. You'd have to collect the rope on your way out. You could do it, no. Not too much problem. You have flask of wine. You could just climb along the walls and the roof and the floor and whatever.
Man, he's really good.
I'm all right. Thank you.
All right. Odds or evens? Whoever's going first.
Oh, me still.
Yeah.
Odds.
You're in the next room. It's another 10-foot by 10-foot. Actually, this is more... It's not really rooms. I'm dividing it into rooms just for simplicity's sake.
Yep.
But this is kind of more just one really long hallway. You feel something that is not muck and moss beneath your feet give way. You hear a click, and then... an axe slashes out of the wall at you. You need to make a dexterity saving throw. You...
Oh, my dexterity is bad. I'm a
correct
big turtle.
The blade hits you. You take damage.
Fuck. I feel so alive.
You take 20 points of damage.
Fucking hell.
Still feel alive.
Are you okay?
I fucking love traps. I mean, yes, I'm fine.
Maybe we should...
Oh, Jesus.
You would need to search for these. So there are 4 axes in total that came out and slashed at you.
And I got hit by the closest one to me.
You got hit by all of them.
Fuck.
You'll need to, if you want, you can try and deactivate this, but it looks like it's going to take a little bit of time. But it might be safer in the long run. because you'll have to come back through this way, and everyone's going to trip this going through, potentially.
All right, four axes. Let's go. Who's that? Let's try and deactivate this son bitch.
Does anyone have pitons in their equipment?
No.
I have 10.
10? All right. So, odds or evens?
Odds.
Okay. You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, yeah, you're climbing across. Wait, what were the pitons for?
So, as Tiffany trips it, they all slash out. You're like, I know what I'm going to do. You get out your piton. And you intend on finding where the hole is, hammering that piton in, and jamming the axe in place, preventing it from coming down again.
Nice.
But we've got to do it one more time, unfortunately, for Flask of Wine. Odds or evens? Anyone?
Let's go evens for
Flask.
Yeah. Evens? All right. Comes out for him as well. He will also pass his saving throw, thankfully. So
much more dexterous than me, a big lumbering fucking turtle.
you're like a little
get
planet.
A bad boy card.
Can
Someone
I use my...
failed Say a check. Sorry, go on.
Have I stopped the...
You can... you guys are just trying to hammer them in right now.
Cool.
After some time, you eventually manage to hammer them all in. I'd say it takes like... It's 10 minutes of solid work.
That's all right.
But you managed to break this trap, basically.
That'll be handy when we're coming back.
It's a great idea. Thank you.
No worries. It's what I do.
I beam at you. I know you're having... fun, ha ha, you've got a heart, it beats for archaeology.
It beats for rocks. Rocks and dead things, because they can't hurt me, what?
Aww.
You turn around, and immediately before you is a 7-foot high climb. You've got to clamber up to get to a ledge just above you. It's not a very difficult climb, but it is a climb nonetheless. The ledge looks perfectly designed that a medium creature of about you guys' heights would have difficulty seeing what was on the ledge. It looks almost purposely designed for that.
Hmm. We're creatures of about our height.
Correct.
Flask, you're the best climber. Do you want to scoot up there and let us know what you see?
I'm going to need to draw this out for you.
Oh no, he's drawing a thing. Is it a pentagram? Is he summoning the devil to kill us for failing a trap?
Oh, no, I can't see. I'm good at not cheating.
I'm just tall.
Oh, that's cool, I guess.
Hey, what did you just say?
Are you drawing a pentagram?
No. What did you just say literally just before I asked?
I'm tall? No, I don't mean I'm tall. I mean I'm tall.
I know. Maybe I'm giving you a hint.
I'm tall. Therefore, this is a small... room.
Get someone to stand on your shoulders if it's 7 feet high.
Get someone to hop on my back like the crocodile in the story.
Who's climbing up onto the ledge first?
Well, no one's going to climb on the ledge because I've changed my mind.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm thinking about... Poppy's thinking about the story and didn't get a hint from Adam, so... hang on, this is a tomb of a crocodile and the crocodile story on the back. You bring it near me. Flask, hold tight. Tiffany, get on my shoulders.
Okay.
You climb up onto...
I try and steal a hug on the way up.
What the fuck are you doing? Get on my fucking shoulders.
I'm just trying to climb...
That is not how anyone's climbed a person ever.
I wouldn't know.
Just get on my shoulders.
I'm trying.
You keep nuzzling into the side of my face.
I'm just...
Was that a kiss? Did you just whisper, I love you?
No.
Get on my fucking shoulders before
I'm
I make Flask get up there.
Legitimately trying.
All right. So, Tiffany, when you climb up onto Pop's shoulders, you can get a kind of make out the ledge above. So, the ledge above has enough. There's like a little bit of a... It's a 10-foot by 10-foot grid. But on the 10-foot by 10-foot grid, there is a 4x4 set of tiled squares. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's another 7-foot ledge up, and you can barely make out something up on the next ledge as well. It looks like maybe a door of some sort. So it's like really big sets of stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of makes sense? Right now, all you can see is the tiles on the next level.
Are they colored or anything? Is there a pattern on them, or are they just 16 tiles in a square?
16 tiles in a square. They're colored maybe... Oh, no, they wouldn't be colored. They're just like... different stone slabs. There's enough, that little gap, if you can see, there's a little gap
running
around the outside.
Yeah, around the outside.
Around the outside.
Around the outside. Around the outside. There's enough room for you to walk around if you want. You basically that you'd be kind of like inching up against the walls and such, but you could with some ease, you could not touch any of the tiles if you didn't want to.
Okay, I relay this back to everyone.
Horns.
Yeah.
Can you, if you tried, could you reach one of the tiles?
Could I?
Probably not.
No, but I have a crossbow. I could try shooting at one of them.
Sure. You'd be firing at disadvantage, but I'll allow it.
Yeah.
The crossbow bolt skips off it, and as soon as it does, from either side of the walls, fire engulfs the entire platform. It dies down after a couple seconds.
Okay, can I grab my crossbow and just hit the same tile again to see if anything happens?
I have a crowbar and a pickaxe if you'd rather use that than
crossbow.
A crossbow.
Maybe, yeah.
All right.
Can I hit the
I
same
pass
tile
a crowbar
again?
Crowbar up to you. Teamwork. No, I don't sing that.
You do so, but you get caught up in the flames that it creates.
Ah.
Yeah, this one's going to hurt.
Aren't you a tiefling? Don't you resist fire?
Yeah, you'll take half damage, but it's a lot of damage. Half of 100 is still 50.
What?
I'm not saying it's 100
damage. Oh, okay. I was like, okay. Cassie's dead, Adam.
It's sad that I died to death.
She's only got a 48, Adam. She's only got a 48.
I didn't make this damn game.
You did. You're the game man.
You're Mr. Game, Adam.
Mr. Game and Watch.
You take only 4 points of damage because you also make the reflex saving throw.
Oh, good on me. Okay, so maybe not that tile. Scooch me a bit over to the left.
Have we tried two different tiles now?
No, I tried the same one to see if using a trap once deactivated it, but it didn't. So we have to make sure it's the right one. We can't just set them all off and walk.
Yeah, true. All right. Do you want to try the one in the far corner?
Yeah.
Skip one.
Okay.
So which ones have you tried so far?
Just the...
I'll mark it with an X.
Flames bathe the platform again, and you get caught up in them again. This time, you're not so lucky.
We should stop using that crowbar.
Yep, definitely. Okay, back to crossbows after I die a bit.
You will take 9 points of damage this time.
Cool. I'm swapping back to the crossbow. I hand the crowbar down. And
you're right, Horns.
Yeah. I like the heat. Can you pass me my crossbow?
Swap.
Cool. I try the one in the middle of what we've both tried.
Nothing happens, but it looked like a very glancing blow. You're not 100% sure if the crossbow does enough force for this.
I'll try it again. Oh, okay.
The crossbow doesn't...
crossbow's not...
Yeah, you hitting with the crowbar is a guaranteed result. Hitting with the crossbow is hard to tell. You actually, because the last time you saw it, the tile like bounced a little bit.
Oh.
There was like some give to the tile. This time when you fire, there's no give to the tile.
You're going to have to hand me the crossbow again.
The crowbar?
Yep. Sorry. Right. Please, can I have the crowbar?
I give you the crowbar back. I take the crossbow.
Can I prepare for it?
After enough time standing here, you can see that on the next ledge up, did I tell you what was on the next ledge up?
You said these look like a door.
Yeah. You can see that there's a pattern in the door.
Oh, what is the door? What is it?
You can't see it properly, though. You'd need to clamber up.
Okay, can I clamber up and try and sort of stand on that very ledge?
Yeah. You can do that without too much difficulty. You do so. You're on the next ledge.
Tiffany, what you're tiefling, I see.
What do they see?
You can see a bit more of the door now. It actually looks like it's got a similar pattern to what's on the tiles here, but you can't see the entirety of the door. Part of it is it's just too high up.
Can you see the first row?
Yeah.
You're not sure if it counts as the first row, but you can see three rows.
Three rows?
The top three. The bottom one is obscured by the lip of the next ledge.
Okay.
You know
so we can
mean?
See like...
If you pass me the thing...
We can see that, and that, but not this first row here.
I think
potentially.
You can...
Well, possibly.
Mm.
I can't quite see everything. Can you come up and lift me again?
I clamber up and I lift Tiffany up again.
You climb up without any trouble. Tiffany gets back on your shoulders. Tiffany, you can see the entire door. It has an identical thing set
Flask
into it.
Flask is still on the...
Flask was down. Flask is... No, yeah. Flask climbs up with you.
Yeah,
Flask
of course he does.
Following. You can see an identical pattern on the door before you. The bottom row on the door, one of the tiles is faintly lit.
I think we should step onto this one, but I need to stay on your back.
So you can still see the whole door.
Actually, no. Just let me step forward.
Okay.
I step onto the tile.
Actually, no. I don't let you do that. I have two rules, and one of them is no sacrificing.
I'm not sacrificing.
I don't know that.
Well, you go then.
We'll go together. Question, Adam.
Mm.
If I go in my shell quick enough, can I pull Tiffany in with me?
No, your shell does not nearly have enough room.
That'd be funny, though.
All right.
You're standing on my guts.
If you step on the next one together, nothing happens, and another tile faintly lights up.
Can we just keep...
Does she still need to be on my back?
Oh,
no, because the tiles light up on the door, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, can we just follow the pattern of
As you get closer, you need to be taller to see above.
Yeah.
So you always need someone on your back.
Adam, what a good trap that related to a story that you told us. I'm impressed.
I'm worried about how this will ruin us later, because that story didn't have a good ending.
May I?
No, yeah.
You've encountered a problem.
You then have to carry me on your back for the rest of the campaign. That's the deal we made that you didn't know we made. I assume Flask is just following in our footsteps.
You need to jump to get to the next tile. You could try jumping separately or together.
Surely if we jump separately, that would be best.
Adam, I would like to throw Tiffany to the next tile.
Fucking hell. Do you do it without asking her? You just do it?
Yeah, I do. Oh, I'm such a bad bloke.
You don't.
Oh, no!
Tiffany lands on the tile in front of you. Gouts of flame bathe both of you.
Whoop. Let's see if we can succeed on a skill roll.
For you or him?
For the throw?
For the throw.
For the... is that... wait, no, it's not a skill... oh, for his throw.
Yep.
Oh, he rolled a 2. Plus 4 is not going to help, unfortunately.
Okay, I won't use that then.
I'm so sorry, Cass.
Both of you fail. Tiffany, you'll still take half damage because of your fire
being
resistance.
From hell and
fuck,
all.
Flask's up there as well. He's absolutely copped it.
Yeah, Flask would. Flask makes the saving throw, so he'll also take damage. But yeah, he's up there with you. Pop, you take 15 points of damage.
Oh, fuck.
Tiffany, you would take half of that, so 7. And Flask of Wine takes 7 as well.
I pick Tiffany up to throw her onto the tile that's lit up again.
Without saying anything?
Well, you could... I haven't
successfully
thrown you yet.
Do this stuff.
Oh, good, good. I haven't said anything either. I've just done it.
Twice in a row.
All right,
all
Tiffany, you're on the
scream.
Next tile that you need to get to, but you are not.
I don't speak. I just stay there and try and make myself as small as possible to give you guys a big landing space.
Flask of Wine climbs along the wall to the next ledge.
It's very clever, Flask of Wine.
Flask.
He starts licking his burnt arm.
Flask.
Yes?
Can you see the door from where you are and tell us the next tile we need to be standing on?
Is he climbed up onto the actual ledge in front of the door?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
He looks at it. Yes, I can make it out faintly.
Which one is it?
It's the same. Oh, you aren't on the right tile yet. You're still on the second tile. Tiffany is on the third. You need to make a jump.
You know, I know I do, but do we know, is he going to tell us where the fourth one is?
Oh, actually, yeah, no, he would find out when Tiffany is standing on it. Yes, it is the one in the corner. That is the final one lit up.
You go the last one, I'll jump on the third one. On a count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
I jump.
I jump too.
I've not spoken a word to you, I don't know what to say.
Tiffany, you're fine. Pop, get a good boy card, you're fine.
I'm being rewarded for being the fucking worst. You're used to all the father figures in your life disappointing you, Tiffany, so it's fine.
Flask of Wine lies down on the edge of the ledge and puts a hand out for you, Tiffany, to help you up.
I accept.
And at the same time, you'll want to jump to the last... oh, no,
I just step across
you step
the last
across,
tile.
You're fine. Flask of Wine also helps you up if you are fine with that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, I pull myself up.
All right. Yeah, you're fine. Everyone's up on the final ledge.
Before we move on, I use Cure Wounds on Tiffany, but I do not say anything.
You recover 12 hit points, Tiffany.
Oh.
But I don't say anything. I don't be like, I'm just going to help you.
I don't say anything either.
Flask of Wine looks from one of you to the other and says, well, this is very... all right, then. You know, it's not my place. It's not my place.
Flask, what we're looking at.
All right, so you're at the door. Those four same tiles are still lit up.
Yep.
Flask of Wine gestures to them. I do not know what we are to do now.
Can I like look at it and do I know what to do?
Yeah, is there any...
Well, you can see that the tiles are similar. The tiles on the wall are similar to the ones on the floor. So you imagine that they could be depressed if you wanted to.
And it's a door.
Yep, it's definitely a door.
And the
it's got a massive set of hinges. It would open. Oh, no, wait, you wouldn't be able to see the hinges. But you can see like the slight gap around it. You can tell that it's a door.
And the same four ones are lit up?
Yep, same four ones.
Well, perhaps we have to press them, I don't know, all at once or...
Are we tall enough if someone stood on my shoulders, we could reach them?
If someone got onto someone else's shoulders, they could reach the top ones, yes.
All right, horns up you get.
I wordlessly climb and press the buttons in the order. I try, I start.
What order?
So the order that we got them on.
All right, starting where?
Cass.
All right, pass.
Do them in the order, but backwards.
I think the first correct one we went on first.
So you think down the bottom, Pop thinks up the top.
Actually, I want to change my guess. I think the one...
Down the bottom?
Closest. No, that second level one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. So down the bottom, Pop, you would be in the position to press that one. Do you press it?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I do. I'll push it.
All right. Everyone's going to need to make saving throws.
I'm sorry, I'm not good.
First off, in the center of the... door... A glyph appears. No one here has a spellcaster, are they?
I have spells.
Tiffany, you might be able to notice this. Actually, no. So would you, Pop. Both of you immediately see a glyph of warding. So it's a glyph. It's a magical glyph where if a certain set of conditions are not met, like a passcode said, or a trap not done in the right order, it activates and casts a spell that has been pre-programmed. You see that glyph of warning flash, both of you mentally, without saying anything, or maybe saying it at the same time, you're both like, glyph of warding. And then a massive wave of energy washes over everyone. What does this wave of energy mean? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.